IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Vaisa, the Christmas special. I have with me Santa Claus in person.
Christmas special?
Yeah. These are the two oldest hosts.
Festivals. Oh, I thought he's...
ये मेरे को बोलने नहीं देगा बट ओके द ओल्डेस्ट होस्ट ऑन आईवीएम साइरस ब्रोचा इज विद मी फॉर
द नथिंग कंपेयर टू सैंटा जी बिकॉज़ आई मीन ही गोस बैक हंड्रेड्स ऑफ
इयर्स ही डजंट हैव एनी एज आई एम सपोज टू टेक अ ब्रेक राइट नाउ
आई एम सो सॉरी देयर इज अ आई एम सॉरी आई किल द फ्लो हियर
ब्लडी रैगिंग आउट ऑफ फोक्स
वी लॉस्ट द स्पोंसर गाइस जस्ट बिकॉज़ ऑफ वन स्टूपिड डायनामिक इंटररप्टिंग द होस्ट
वी विल बी बैक राइट आफ्टर दिस शॉर्ट ब्रेक. Subscribe to Paisa Paisa with Anupam Gupta on YouTube for knowing more about a wide variety of financial products from mutual funds to credit cards to loans and much more. Boost your financial knowledge and growth today. And welcome back. Old man Santa Claus, they apparently burn you during Christmas or something, right?
Is it?
I don't know. That's not custom.
I don't think it's Santa Claus. Something else gets... Does Santa Claus get burned? We are looking at the one man with a beard in the room who you can't see right now. I don't know why. I think he's part of the tribe. Ha, my Santa ka minority status mil gaya.
Oh my God. Yeah. 51 episodes.
I don't know, do they burn Santa?
I think so. See, Abhay sir is saying yes.
This is a country where everyone takes offense. Let's just be very careful here. I don't think there's a burning.
It's an old man.
It's an old man. Old year.
A clarification.
Old man, yeah. They don't burn Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
These days, but...
So they burn the year who's represented by an old man. Am I right? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for the correction.
We got an old man who told us. He's on the run.
He looks
he's
old.
He's got 5 days.
He's got... Huh. Well, folks, 51 episodes we do, okay, on serious stuff. 52nd episode, last episode of the year. Merry Christmas to all of you. Merry Christmas to the great...
So what you're saying is that in case the people have invested in the wrong stock and things like that, we just say we were just joking.
And maybe, you know,
at the end of the year, hey, disclaimer.
And everybody's taken off for Christmas. No one's listening anyway. Why not?
So traditionally, what does it mean, Christmas, New Year? Do markets go up or down because of seasons?
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't care also. Okay.
He's a beaten man.
Welcome to Paisa Paisa, Cyrus. Thank you so much for doing this.
This is my first time. I've done a Paisa Paisa a couple of times before.
No, you've not. I've come on your show.
Oh, you've come
not...
on our show.
Yeah.
God, I'm so full of myself.
Cock and bull,
I think I've been on his show and it's never happened. But we promoted Paisa Paisa. So in a sense, it's
thank
been
you
a,
so much.
We reached the tunnel of Paisa Paisa.
I know.
You know what they say about the English used to say in their arrogance sometimes
what?
Wherever an Englishman is, that's England. You know, in that sense. So wherever you are, it's Paisa Paisa.
So you come here,
you go there, whatever you represent.
You know the term. You know the name for my podcast, where it came from. You're a 90s guy. You would know.
Yeah.
Where what?
It came from there.
There was a song. Mujhko kuch to chahiye thoda paisa, aisa paisa. Remember that?
Yeah, and the rhyming paisa with vaisa. I mean, you don't have to be...
Not intelligent.
Javed Akhtar or, just the local... Shabir, aja.
Yeah.
Paisa?
Paisa.
Ho gaya.
And we've never graduated to rupiah because we stayed at paisa.
Also,
we're very happy.
Also, don't do false advertising. Na?
False.
Paisa is one thing, rupiah is something else.
How's your year been, Cyrus? The year is almost
money
done.
Money-wise?
Yeah, obviously, this is it's a money show.
What a terrible question to begin the day with, yeah, really.
You made tons
Let's
and
talk
tons.
About my love life is sounding better than my money life.
Let's go with that. Yeah. How's your love life been?
Money-wise, if we're talking about earnings, okay, I suppose, shouldn't complain, but it could be better. That's the money coming in. Already existing... I just spent some time with my so-called, I don't know why we say investors and wealth managers.
Uh-huh.
So that means you have wealth.
Exactly.
So
I was just going to say
another
that.
Another word we can use.
I don't have a wealth. I mean, yeah. I don't have wealth to manage.
Just a guy who laughs at you and says, kya, isme nala. Sorry, can I say that?
Oh, okay.
Can't say that.
First recorded instance of...
I mean, profanity comes to mind when you have a bad
thank
stock.
You very much for dropping that.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. This is India.
Yeah,
they don't fine us for, using. And we're not on Doordarshan.
Also, this is the one time when you should be allowed an expletive. It's
totally
gone
agree.
Down the drain, yeah.
I totally agree.
I mean, if you've lost 50,000 bucks because of somebody's wrong advice, and I'm being conservative here because you know how much people can lose. Like, for example, there were a couple of stocks. I don't know I should name them. But I've decided to stay with them.
Okay.
Whatever happens. One is a famous bank.
Okay.
Who's...
ABCD Bank, let me just say that the first
more with K.
Okay.
Go up to that.
Okay, fine.
But I'm staying with them. But I'm believing that... in fact, the second was also a bank with, let's say, famous because of a man called Deepak.
Okay.
And now...
Okay.
Both these banks not having a good... Actually...
They've gone nowhere, my friend. They've gone nowhere.
Yeah, but my point is this is November. So now your show is on December 25th.
Yes.
And in a month, anything can happen also. So I want to not happen. Look like a complete fool.
Yeah.
What if some merger happened or something happened in the world? So
away from all this paisa, financial... How's the year been generally for you? You've had a good time...
I've had a great time. I've realized that some of the gifts, genetic gifts, Pilu's uncle who passed away, my father's eldest brother, left me. I have now given to my son.
I'm sorry to, you know, sorry to hear that he's passed away. But
he passed away 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. We're not okay. crying if that's your...
No, but I'm just offering my condolences.
No, that was just like a background. Don't worry about the...
Okay.
Is that the kind of show we're on?
No.
Discussing
still,
dead relatives.
And I believe Parsis really live, you know, thankfully by God's grace, I have...
He should have lived longer. He was 80.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But for Parsis, not that much.
Okay.
Now for Bengalis.
So you got Parsi ears and human ears and all
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
Okay.
No, so he left me. So I was told by his friend, also of the same name. It's a pet name, actually. And they used to go to Europe. But then they went once to Europe in the 50s.
Mm.
You'd save your money. And this is for people listening. I don't know how to explain it to you. So literally, they would go and stay in really small, cheap dharamsalas and YMCAs and whatever.
Yeah.
But you see the whole of, say, Western Europe at that time. You couldn't really go to Eastern. But it would be 3 months because you got paisa vasool, Mr. Paisa vasool.
Obviously, yeah.
You know, Indians are thinking very different. Uh-huh. Nobody went to Europe for 3 days like you do now. Unless you're the, you know, politician or prime minister or something, you can afford
obviously.
That. You have your own plane.
Yeah.
So he went there and apparently he didn't change his shirt or pant for the entire 3 months.
Oh,
because you don't think this through. Now, where are you going to wash and all?
Yeah.
So the other guys carried clothes.
Okay.
And then washing is a real headache because living like in an ashram.
Yeah.
There's no place where there's no washing machine. This is the 60s.
Yeah.
So he wore the same pair of jeans and like a bush shirt or something.
Right.
And they were like, you know, no one will forget him, right? Because there are 4 or 5 guys traveling together and there's this Brocha who was, you know, fabulous.
Okay.
And the other thing he would do, because again, we're always thinking, I don't know, it's a conservative middle class nature of the beast. He would carry sandwiches from the morning in his pant pocket so that they don't have to waste money while finding food at lunchtime.
Okay. Pant pocket sandwiches.
Pant pocket sandwiches.
Were
now, don't
they edible?
Think
by...
about what is the Machiavellian point here is the end justifies the means. And the end here is that I will not spend at lunch.
Okay.
And I'll get used to eating this.
Okay.
And in that weather and that culture, a lot of people just eat a sandwich, which is not about temperature. See, we all into hot khana, no?
Yes.
Put that
aside. Yes,
you know,
yes,
another
yes.
culture.
Yes, yes.
And it's just the way it is. I have inherited a lot of that because I don't like changing my clothes.
Okay.
And now I've seen my son has inherited a lot of that. This is pure DNA.
You don't have any body odor issues, or
I hope not. But you'll have to ask people around me.
Okay.
And I've never had friends.
Okay.
So
oh,
answers...
come on. How? If you're a fan of Cyrus's podcast,
but
please...
they can smell me. I mean, they're just watching.
You want to give them an opportunity?
Not on
an audio show.
In fact, by the time this airs, we'd have done a meet and greet with our top 100 fans.
Okay.
Okay. We couldn't find 100, but we found 70 and then asked 30 people from platform 16.
I would struggle to find 10, but anyway.
Yeah. We'll give you 10. They're very nice.
You know, as old timers who belong to a certain generation, what are your thoughts on FIRE? FIRE is financially independent, retired early. You know, aisa ekdam...
Okay, so I'm very anti-retired early.
Okay.
I just think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
I'm glad we agree on that.
No, I'll tell you why. I don't want to become that building uncle. Let's just say God has blessed you with money and wealth. Then you become a harassment to everybody else.
Yeah.
So why you want to be that guy?
Yeah.
You know, if you see the Firangs, without being racist, like say in Australia or something, what they do with their self-actualization moments is they either start doing charity work and do it actively like a job, or they start doing things like orchard and vine and plants
Whereas
and animals. Oh, the building guy is walking up and down and saying, oh, kulla tha. Oh, lift band nahi kiya. Oh, udhar your dog kahan se aa gaya.
Who is this
your
person?
Your dog is peeing on my foot.
Why is he walked in the building? CCTV is not working.
Yeah. I got a message from one building uncle once saying, there's a strange man who entered your house. He was a tutor for my daughter.
Okay.
Now, boss, you can't be like this, boss. This is India. You can't keep checking who's coming to the house and like, because you have no work.
And
then wear a uniform and sit down with a stick. You know,
imagine if you retire early, the amount of time you have to do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because see, Anupam, you hit something very important. I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
And this is a warning to us because we are the next generation who may want to retire.
Yeah.
And the thing is that your mind is active.
Mm.
Your mind is active and you're Anupam and you're running 10 things, you've written 20 books.
Correct.
You're going from there to what?
Yeah, to what? To nothing. Yeah.
How can you do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a crime.
Yeah.
And then you become this... May I use the word CSUT?
And then go for it.
It's
go
a Hindi
for it.
Word.
Where's the producer? Producer of the show?
It rhymes with poot.
Okay. Okay.
That's
now
the first
we get
half
it,
of a famous leader.
No, go for it. The producer has cleared you.
No, because then you land up like that. I feel really bad for them. They're probably nice people.
Yeah.
As long as they have, you have to have meaning in life.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Have meaning in life, then there's no point. So this retired is a very bad one.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to say you retired from money, in the sense that you feel financially comfortable enough not to be in the rat race per se, that I don't have to go and, you know, do this, that and the other because I can just balance my books here. That I'm okay with. If you're
able. Or record a podcast and let it on a day.
Podcasts are for NGOs, not the basically.
Yeah. Wait, tell me one thing. What do you think about this generation? You know, as someone who
I hate young people. I hated them when I was young also, but now I really hate them.
Why?
Hate them.
Why?
Just the other day, I was saying hello to a kid who comes to the gym in the morning. And so I've seen him 2-3 times. And I just said hello to him out of the, you know, because you're forced to, because 3-4 times I've seen
him.
Lagta ki agar sharam aayega fir na, if you don't say hi.
Correct.
And all that. So I said hello nicely, you know, because he's a young kid. You don't want to, you know, be like an arrogant snob. So he gave a nice hello. You know what? So I said, I'll just act it out for you. So I said, hey, like that. This is what he does. So I wanted, my hand even came up to slap him. Then my left hand, you know, my left hand is the balance in my body, and it said, no, go back down. My hand came like that, you know, like I almost did like Thakur if he had a hand. You know, Sholay ka reference only for us. Wasted on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Young people say, what is uncle talking about Sholay? What is Sholay? First, the Hindi word Sholay no one uses.
Nobody uses.
Why did we have titles of very Shuddh Hindi? There was no Google.
There
so imagine all the non-Hindi speaking people who love the movie thinking, yeah, Sholay kya hai?
Abbas isn't there, right?
Sholay Bature.
Abbas.
Abbas is from UP. So the moment you leave UP, I mean 300 years ago, so our ancestors, the Hindi is kept at Thane, along with your gold and silver and all that, and then you enter.
Okay.
Then they speak like us. It's so sad.
So really. What about 70 hours a week? Yeah, these people who are elder to us, by the way, of the even more previous generation.
Yeah, and also
are saying that.
Now you're getting into the in South India of the Mehnat culture of the Tam Bram, so to speak. You know, there's another whole world there where they almost look down on you if you're not working all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another. I mean, we can't keep doing this because everybody's different. We have different styles or whatever.
Have you done 70 hours when you were at Channel
I B? I would not enter Infosys for free breakfast out of fear.
What did they invite you?
They'll ask me to clean.
What did they invite? Ready for a motivational speech.
But they'll tell you, keep going.
Okay.
Sir, ho gaya? Nahi ho gaya. Sir is saying one more hour.
Oh, boy.
I think that's just this little fascist and scary when you dictate that. Yeah. In the modern world, you the correlation between performing and time,
absolutely.
I've not understood that. You know, it's just stupid. If very often you're taught that efficiency is less time, better work.
Talking, you use the word fascist and scary.
Yeah.
And applies to everything on the planet today, right? I mean, you look at this year, you've had like Russia, Ukraine happened, Israel, Hamas happened. And what's happening, man? And we've got elections happening in like maybe 3 or 4 months.
Well, often you can see the importance of our world bodies also. Na? What does the United Nations really do? They can't really attack Russia.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody does this trade embargo and we'll do this, that and the other. So they can't really take active thing. Mm. Even if there's an Arab issue that's going on for so long, if you wanted, you could find more land.
Yeah.
You know, Syria could give some, Jordan could give some. Everybody sits there and pontificates.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to really help. They want the problem to remain that other person's problem and they're left to solve the thing on their own in the end. So, and we should be very careful. We have a place called Kashmir. That's all remember that.
And on a fascist and scary note, we're going to take a small break.
Oh, already?
On a fascist
because of age, we need our oxygen.
On a fascist and scary note, we are going to take an oxygen break and we will be right back in 2 minutes.
Warm not.
And welcome back.
Yeah, this is also 90s children that we do the welcome back. Because we were so insecure that they won't be watching. They would tell us, welcome karo.
Yeah.
So that somebody, you know, actually acknowledges.
And we are also doing this, you know, because hopefully some advertisement will come in the middle and we'll make some money.
What if after we die, they re-release your shows and all that and then lots of money comes in?
I have no answer. I'm literally. Where is Amit Doshi? Bring Amit Doshi out here. Like,
he also won't make it. Let's say we're all the same. Amit, you and me are same generation. Let's say we're all gone. God
all
bless
three
us.
Of us are same generation.
Amar Akbar Anthony, we're gone. This is the end of the film. No, I'm just saying. So what happens then? Because some of these things may work later. Then Anupam Gulati was a soothsayer. He was a man ahead of his time.
That
visionary.
Guy was a commentator. I'm Gupta, but okay, no problem.
Oh,
I get that reference quite often.
I'm so sorry.
That we are as
and
famous?
Gulati is Punjabi and Gupta is not.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I started a war now.
We are like Kishore Kumar. His songs are still played, and his family gets royalty and all
I'm
that.
I'm glad you think immediately you went there. Let's go back to Gulati then.
No.
This arrogance has to end.
Where is this world going? In 2024, you did the week that was, you know, the longest running.
Yeah.
Now, not about the world that is.
Well, technically, it was the week that wasn't.
Huh.
It being a disclaimer that, you know, whatever we are saying is not true.
Huh.
Unfortunately, sometimes it was true, even though we were intending it to not be true. So it was a little confusing for us.
Huh.
By the end, the Goswami effect happened.
Okay.
Ask me. The Goswami effect is studied in Harvard, in many of the big colleges of the world,
huh.
even where you went. Sen Chembur High.
Sen Chembur High.
Yeah, it's a Desi
What is Sen Chembur High?
So you don't want to, you know, the religious differences.
You are mocking
in our
Sen Chembur.
No. I'm just trying to bring everyone together. So it's a Hindu, Catholic, all together in one institution.
Oh, secular. Very good. Okay.
And high, I don't know why we put in there, but there's also that lobby who likes to have a good time.
Let's be high.
Yeah, exactly.
So Goswami effect.
Goswami effect is when comedy imitates life and life imitates comedy, and then suddenly what happens is you're not sure.
Correct.
Right? Because initially you're creating comedy from life, and then suddenly life itself is more comic. So thanks to the Goswami effect, you're not sure anymore.
Oh.
Because is it comedy or is it life? You know what I'm
We've
saying?
We've come to that point. Huh?
Yeah, so I'm no longer the guy who points that out. There's no point because they've already blurred the lines now. So he did that. He just changed the game completely with that 9 p.m. slot. And a lot of respect.
If you were to do Bakra today, what would that look like, man?
I'd be in the Lok Sabha. I'd be elected. I'd be huge.
Seriously?
You know what he's doing, yeah.
What prank would you put?
I just raise the petrol rates while you're sleeping for no reason whatsoever. Then bring them down before an election.
And then you'll point them to the camera saying Bakra.
No, I'll just take the money.
Oh, God.
This is a saying Bakra at the end actually gives people peace of mind. Why do you want to give them peace of mind? Let them suffer. Yeah. That's the key.
Let me put in some, you know, words for investments and credit cards and mutual funds just so that we still know that this is a personal finance show.
Yeah.
What's your, you know, how's been your year on spending, credit cards and all that? Let's leave aside.
My worry is that my friend Kostov and I were driving and this about a year back, almost in the beginning of the year, and under a bridge of Santa Cruz, this very old beggar came, you know, next to us and started asking for money. And we did the usual, which we've been doing, the bahana that you all give, which is you do a little
Chota
acting.
Nahi hai.
Haan, but thoda acting karke na,
correct,
to
na.
Show that you've
okay,
your
you
heart, dil saaf hai, na, because you have to actually attend to it. So we did the whole 1, 2, 3, count in your mind, 4, 5. nahi hai kuch, sir. Sorry,
okay.
Kuch nahi hai, kuch chilla nahi hai, whatever. She looks and says, Google Pay bhi chalega.
Okay.
So then, and what a fabulous marketing thing this is.
Yeah.
Now, as a richer person, you need to see this through. Because you're fascinated by the animal. Then now they can have access to Google Pay. How?
Yeah.
What equipment do they have? Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Do they have an account? And so, they have everything.
Correct.
And then like a joker, so we gave $5
Correct.
On Google Pay.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking that maybe they're doing better than us.
Maybe they're doing better
than us. They are. Yeah, they've hit the market.
Yeah.
Like if I ask you for $5, even though it's a financial sort of almost like advisory podcast,
okay,
you're not going to give me $5.
No, I'm not going to give you $5.
Yeah, I told you.
Even if I give you $5, I'll charge GST
on
it.
May I say something? You won't even have the respect that I had for the beggar, where you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Wo bhi nahi karega.
No.
Straight direct, you'll say no. Yeah.
I'm good. What about GST? What's your view on GST?
Well, just to, not to take the side of the government, but GST was pushed by Narasimha Rao, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Long, long ago. So it was always on the cards.
Huh.
So I don't know why people are thinking that it's a one-sided thing. Hmm. What I don't understand is double GST. The state GST and the center GST. That I've not followed.
There are three of them. Na? There's central, there's state, there's inter.
You know, soon they'll say Bangladesh ki, fund is going on. So, you know, put 5% more. So that I think is too much. But the idea by itself, alone, as long as the vendors clear it, or the person you're working for clears it, I've got no problem with it.
Okay.
But honestly, really, this tax, you know better than me, can't we just have a universal tax slab? I mean, why is that so difficult? Why do accounts have to be horrible? Just make it easy. How will you not make money?
Then,
you just say 20% from the top, ho gaya, usme tu dal. Ses, pes, res, guess, Arun, Prabhu, whatever. Put all the names in after
that. You will kill us poor chartered accountants. What will we do? We also have to earn a living.
No, but you still have to balance your books and explain things and all that. It's not like taxes. The
okay.
Only thing. Huh.
Money. What is...
Just because you're a CA, you hate us.
What? Kuch bhi. I'm not a practicing CA, by the way. If I was a practicing CA, I would not be doing a bloody podcast after you're setting out.
Of course not.
A generous podcast.
You'll be watching a podcast and laughing. How idiotic.
What lessons has money taught you in life, generally?
I learned from my father as a young man not to carry cash before the credit card zamana started in the late 10-15.
Not to carry cash.
Not to carry anything with me so that I'm always the guy who can't pay. I've always felt very comfortable with that, but this bloody generation of Google Pay and all that they've started, so they trap you.
Mobile phone.
Ye wo to kya karega? So now I try to do my best that I'm not, you know, I'm incapable of paying anybody anything.
Right.
At any point. I always feel that sense of sukoon.
Correct.
You know, what they call, what is the right word, translation of sukoon?
Tranquility.
Tranquility.
You know, the English word.
It's the peace that comes with tranquility. It's a double word. I want that feeling. And that feeling you get if you don't have the cash on you, because cash can be like a gun. You carry the gun, you use it. You carry the cash, you use it. So I've always had that in my head.
Okay.
And my thing is that when I travel outside, I'm going to Cochin after this. Then I'll carry my credit cards and all that because I'm outside Bombay.
Yeah.
Well, in Bombay, I'm saying, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'll manage.
Yeah. Beautiful city, Cochin. Yeah. I'm sure you'll have a good time out there.
They call it Kochi now.
whatever, yeah, Kochi, Kochi, whatever. Yeah. What is so, you know, there is a concept called FU money in the US,
yeah,
okay, which you've, if, yeah, which, then, which shows that you've arrived, okay. I don't want to drop
Joe
that.
Joe Rogan got 100 million, called it FU money. I saw that.
That's
podcast,
what, yeah. You have any thoughts on, do you have your own personal number? Like when I, if at all I
if my kids can get jobs, then okay, the number is much less. You know, the problem with India is that a lot of times there are many parasites. Kids, elderly relatives, people who work for you.
These are parasites.
They're parasites. Okay. Now, so, because if they all just tend to themselves, then this whole number changes.
Okay.
You know, because I personally, I realize that I'm not a high maintenance person.
Okay.
I have very few likes. I like my dogs. I have to feed them. I like the AC. I have to figure out how to get
this,
that.
This
gym is a cheap thing.
Rippling body that you've got.
I keep my supplements under 10 grand a month. I can manage anything. You know, if you're cheap, you're cheap. Pillows uncle ki jai. You'll always figure a way out. Very often, I think the lot of thinking, see, I'm not saying people should be like this, but they become so brand conscious, the whole generation. Why do they have to spend so much money on everything?
Yeah.
I've never understood. Milk is milk. Oh, I want heavy curd. My son bought some heavy curd. Heavy dahi ka matlab kya hai? I don't even know. No, no, it's much thicker. So what the Hey, I'm paying 10 bucks more for what? It's dahi.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Tell me about this physical transformation, because it's obvious that you obviously.
Me?
Yeah, come on. I mean, you've spent a lot of time, and whatever I recall of, you know, what I saw of you on screen on Big Boss, you've spent some serious time and commitment on your health, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. People of our generation, normally, I don't know if you've, you know, the parties that you've got. No, I'm not a great example myself.
I've always been into weight training. I love all that. I don't love too many things. I like sports and weight training. I'm very boring, actually. And my heaviest I've been is 94.6. Okay, but with that comes a lot of fat. It's difficult to carry for my frame. So I'm trying to be about 88, 89. I'm 86 now, so I'm a little light and to be a little heavier.
But have
if
you
want to have this Miss India conversation? Yeah.
Have
like,
you
like
always
Miss India's?
You've always had this Mr. India thing from college, or is that a
I just love weight training. I can't explain it to you. If you take that away from me, I don't have any religion. I'm not very religious or spiritual. So this is my crutch.
And what is
get
your
up in the morning, go hit the weights.
What's your, you know, you start your week with legs day, chest day, upper body?
So Monday generally at the moment, Monday is shoulders, which I've done before recording. Tuesday is legs. I only squat, box squats. Wednesday is chest. Thursday is back. Back's the most grueling day. Friday is arms.
Do you even?
And Saturday I do push pull together, and Sunday hams.
Okay.
Yeah.
For men,
I don't take rest.
Weight training is.
At my age, I don't rest. I'm going to die once I rest.
Weight training is important, man. Weight training is. A lot of people don't take it seriously.
It's not for everyone. I keep telling you all this.
No, but you're heavy duty. But I'm saying basic
heavy duty.
Weight
you
training
have fast twitch fibers. You have to be a little. You have to have that ferocity.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't. So when they come to the gym, I'm always sitting. Sorry, can I use that word?
No.
I just see the body language. I'm saying it's not for you. Don't do it. Do something else. You can do cardio. You can do yoga. You can
put
your toe on your ear. And at cocktail parties, people say, wow. Hey, Pooja, come here. Can you do this? You know, it's like that.
That's actually good advice. People might not get it. People don't get it.
It's not. I'm not trying to be condescending.
Yeah,
I just immediately can tell that they're not into it. Yeah, because you need to have that certain aggression. And I don't know.
You need to be into it. You need
to be into
get
it. And your body type. There's a body type. It's not about body shape. It's not about ectomorphic. It's more the fibers.
And it's also about how you want to do it yourself.
Yeah,
you're not doing it for the sake of it.
You've got to be able to explode, have explosive sort of energy, and you've got to want it.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of everyone trying it? That's why I didn't become an Odissi recital dancer. I thought I had it. I had the sari also ready. I had the anklets, everything. But
not Bharatnatyam, you went for Odissi out there.
No, Odissi is tougher. Just for the record, Anupam, don't knock it until you try it.
I'm not going to wear a sari. Thank you very much.
Why?
Did you?
In this economy, you do what you can. Kunal's been wearing a sari 15 years.
Who?
Kunal Vijaykar, my good friend.
Oh my God. I just saw him on the way to eat around. I saw
that's
him.
That's his food show. But when he does our show, he's always in a sari. We couldn't afford women. It sounds wrong. We couldn't afford female actresses. I mean, females to play actresses, to play female characters.
Okay.
So he...
Food. Kunal
Vijaykar of UP, who was a lady once, he played her. From there, it was just a great reaction.
He played her, is not the sound.
Ah, yeah. Well, again, it was forced on us. What's that necessity? Mother of invention.
Talking of Kunal Vijaykar reminded me of food. How important is food for you? In the sense that you've got the gym training going on, but that also requires you to be, you know, very careful with your food also. Or do you... Do your vada paos and
I was diabetic about 3 years back, so I had to be a little careful.
I'm careful. Past tense.
I reversed it.
Get out.
Doctor loved me. He said, you're perfect.
How
for
did
reversal.
You do that?
Because I love training. I just had to get out the
That's
sugars.
Awesome, man.
The only thing I have to worry about is sugars. And I'm pretty disciplined. Wow. I'm very boring. Anupam, I have no friends.
People struggle with reversing
it. Friends I have are in uniform. Those type of people. Nobody else likes me. Yeah.
Well, that's
they struggle. They struggle because they don't like training. They don't like exercising. They don't sleep on time. They cannot change. If you're a very hard veg diet, not to be anti-veg. I want to be veg, but it's very tough. If you're a more non-veg diet, it's much easier. Because you're just trying to stay away from a lot of carbs.
Okay.
And you're trying to stay away from sugar.
So if you're sorted with chicken, you're done.
Is that yes, exactly.
That and gives you your protein and your...
So I stopped womanizing.
And
because that was where the sugar was coming from. Cut it and later.
Okay. So now that we are done with the health part, the last question.
But I know picture of health. Please understand that.
I've this is not picture problems. Of health.
I like to train. This is aesthetics. You try to have a V shape and try to have a certain whatever.
You were
body
seen
type.
Topless on Big Boss. Okay. So you hot. Were seen topless.
They put the AC off in the hall. You put the AC off or take my clothes off.
You
I can't
were seen
bear that.
Topless. Okay. Every everybody's seen that May physique. Everybody's
I'll
seen that raw.
Happened. Early morning, I'd get up at 4:30 around because there's no clock. And I go and lift the weights because I know these guys can't be trusted. They didn't care about training. Jad was the only one who had really beefed up, but he also wasn't as keen on training as I am. So I immediately judge. Are you really into it? If you're not into it, you know.
If you're a gym person, you can figure out.
No, exactly. No, they all want to, but it's not key. They're not keen enough.
Yeah.
I need someone who's crazy enough that then, you know, we'll get up early and we'll do it. They won't. So
you had any partners out there? You did solo?
No, they would, whenever they can, they would go at 9:30, 10, then suddenly the big boss would announce, abhi, sab log, andar aaiye. You know that affected Hindi of but just a better version of that. But still affected.
But that dance you did, man. Yeah. Nobody's going to forget that for a long time.
I'm very talented. I'm available for birthday parties if anybody's interested.
As yeah. what? What role?
Through the dance.
Role play. You still remember the steps, do you?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Finally, I had a song that I knew. Lela O Lela. But every song was some EVM and some Hindi song from 2019. I had no idea. Me and Pooja Bhatt had no idea. I was asking, you know the song? No. You know the song? No.
Talking of Pooja Bhatt, yeah, I mean, you know, how is she doing the show now?
So she and I, since we are somewhat same age, I'll be nice and say she's younger.
And my age also. Come on, age, don't leave me out.
Lovely lady and very well kept. She would want to exercise and I would want to exercise. Okay. So we would get up early, me really early. Then I'd wake her up about an hour and a half later at a more 6:30 time. And then she'd come and use the gym. So they would wake up with the clock, which was normally 7:38, that alarm would go
correct,
off. They would all sleep till then. They're all young people. You
and
know?
You're already awake since the last
I'm awake
3 hours.
3 hours. I've worked out. I've, you know, done it. And then the AC in the hall area is not on properly because they switch that on and that off to save money in Big Boss, to pay for the Big Boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last question. Advice for Bachcha Party, the generation that you don't like a lot. What would you know, what are the few things that you would tell them that
when,
they can
when talking
go into
to me,
the
if you don't use full sentences, I can't help you.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. You know, I mean, it's like a dialect then, you know. They're not conversing with the dialect. What are you going to do?
Okay.
The other thing is, there's too much anxiety I feel with them for some reason. A lot of it is internet driven. This you need to catch up with everybody else, whether it's consumerism, which in a way we are promoting because your whole thing is about how to make money. But you're not talking about how to spend money. You're talking about how to make money so you feel safe.
Okay.
And protect your family and friends. And the world and the environment, etc. So I would say that anxiety levels come out, they take themselves too seriously. So without taking narcotics or alcohol, if the next generation can just be a little more easygoing, maybe, you know, just chill out and just switch off a little bit from time to time.
Something that our generation knew really well.
I think we never had this kind of pressure. Yeah. Like, I didn't have any, growing up, I never thought of physical types and this whole body dysmorphia and all that. Did you ever think about
no,
that?
No, man.
We never even thought about it.
Maybe it's social media driven. I have no idea.
Completely.
Yeah. And my last standard question, which I have to all our guests is,
why are you here?
Why don't you answer that? Why are you here, Sanis? I know, but I invited you, man. Come on.
Because, Anupam, you're a man of taste and class. And finally, someone I can, have a conversation with. And the references, we both know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm talking to people very often where, you know, I mean, it's just, I make the reference, I start laughing and the person's blank.
Yeah, we were just doing a Doordarshan.
Yeah.
Nostalgia trip.
I asked a kid about Mohenjo-daro the other day. Turns out the kid says it's in Navi Mumbai.
Okay.
It's a building.
Mohenjo.
I mean, I'm not kidding. This is a true moment that happened. Okay.
I don't know what the kid was, but okay. Yeah.
And I brought up Mohenjo-daro because I was going into the Indus Valley and in that area in the conversation.
Yeah.
I said, why are you talking about a building? What building? In Navi Mumbai.
Okay.
So apparently there is one and it's called Mohenjo-daro.
Kuch bhi.
I
look it up on Google Maps. Okay,
this is what's happening with the young Bachcha parties, as you call them.
Okay.
What do? We have to take them back to Indus. The only problem is it's more in Pakistan. So I don't know if we'll get
that's going to be a situation.
Yeah.
What else? My standard question is usually on books that you're reading, content you're watching, anything that you want to share. I don't know. What are anything that you're.
Well, we had 7 weeks of the World Cup, which, you know, I'd like to sleep at 9:30, so I was really struggling.
So that's done and dusted.
Yeah.
Anything that you're watching, any good stuff or reading?
I'm waiting for Pakistan's tour of Australia because I'm all red ball cricket guy.
Aha. Yeah. Okay. So you're really into sports.
My aunt sent me a book on this guy. Yeah. This famous fellow responsible for the Hiroshima Nagasaki, responsible for the bomb.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah. And
you saw the
Prometheus
movie,
Unturned. No, no. So this is the book that...
Prometheus.
Yeah, American Prometheus, American or whatever. Yeah. So, but the book is this big. And I was thinking, you know, if I start now, maybe by the time I die...
Oh my God. I can't believe that Cyril Rocha just gave a recommendation of American Prometheus on Paisa Vaisa.
No, I like watching, if you watch the movie first and read the book second, it's even better than the other way around.
Always. You know, I did that for Game of Thrones. I really enjoyed the book.
Did
better.
You? Yeah, yeah. Say swear.
I swear, of course, swear. Why will I lie?
No, that's a different sort of, you know, set of things, you know. I mean, it's okay, fair enough.
But how's the new year looking for you, man?
Projecting ahead.
Okay, yeah.
I'm hoping in January some things mature. Because my father was a big LIC fan.
Okay.
So I now own LIC.
Okay.
40-50% equity is mine alone. And he's done a lot of investment in LIC. And
can you sponsor my podcast, please, with some of that money?
I'm not kidding. Some of them make no sense because the marginal utility of the product over the years, I don't know what looked good in 1987.
Marginal utility.
No, in 1987, it looks great, but the real value of these things, you know.
You calculate
if
that.
If it's paying me 4,000 rupees a month and at the age of 96 in 2049, I'm thinking, you know, well, Dad, well done. But you just can't predict that, you know. So I don't know whether they're, what do you want to call them, but there are a lot of those things. So I'm thinking now I'll change a few things in the LIC building.
Right. Whatever you do, I wish you all the very best in the new year.
Yeah.
Santa Claus for our show.
Yeah.
And
give me one tip now, equity wise. But of course, the thing is that we record and then we air much later. So these tips also go all over the place.
No, this is going to come on 25th of December.
So
come
anything
on,
safe?
Yeah. I just go for index funds, man. This is a no-brainer. Set up an SIP into a, you know, Sensex fund, Nifty fund, and just leave it. That's it. Just keep on investing, and we're done.
What about in defense?
Defense? What about defense? Whose defense? Your defense? My defense?
Well, all the big countries put a lot of money in their defense companies.
I have no idea.
Make weapons and things.
I feel
war is always a good thing.
I do like the banks though. You know, the fact that you mentioned banks out there, the two that you mentioned.
So the two we mentioned without taking names, no?
They are awesome. I mean, they haven't given any returns, which is a tough part, but...
But both of them have had great performances still.
Yeah, and
this period.
And
so I'm again asking you, now that you mentioned it, stay, right?
I'm a holder myself in those two that you mentioned. Why will I not say stay? Come on.
No, fair enough. Yeah. I'm already feeling that. I'm saying sometimes you got to... It's like being in a relationship. You know, you can't be fickle.
You
got to stay... You've seen what's happened over the years and you've got to give it a bit more context than just, you know...
It's all go to the banks, right? It's all, you know... I just think it's a tough phase and whatever I've seen of the markets has been that things recover. As long as the company or the bank is really, really good, the stock price also has to follow eventually.
Right.
So that's it. Yeah. I mean, Cyrus, all the very best to you in the new year 2024.
Yeah, thanks.
And I wish to...
And can you ask IBM to release the money they owe me? It's a lot.
Oh, you're saying this on my behalf, right?
Yeah, yeah. Both of us.
Both of us, yeah, right? Yeah. Amit Doshi, if you're listening, you know, I'm...
You're getting the paisa from them, me the paisa. But give it to us. Just pay us.
I have put a down payment for a house, you know, which I'm... The dues of mine go into like many, many crores.
And it's also what people don't know is it's in Tokyo, which is the highest real estate ceiling of all.
I booked a house in Tokyo out of the money that Amit Doshi owes me. Yeah.
It's a small house, but it's worth like, you know, crores.
51 episodes of the year, one side and this one side.
Done.
But Amit Doshi, please pay us for God's sake.
So it's paisa vaisa and his reply is kaisa. So everybody's happy.
On that note, folks, that is a wrap on this episode of Paisa Vaisa. My guest, the one and only billionaire...
Nana Patekar. Oh, sorry. I thought maybe...
Billionaire, podcaster, Bollywood star, show star.
Even podcast is not really true.
My fellow oldest host on IVM podcast.
That is correct.
Now,
finally the truth.
Yeah?
Just another old man.
I started in 2017. You started, I think, in 2000 or 1995.
14?
Right?
14 or 15. Whatever I'll double check. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I'll see you soon.
All right. Cheers and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all our audience. Yeah. Thank you, guys. And listeners, if you like this podcast, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel where you get to watch the full video episodes. You can check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm your host Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter. And thank you, really folks, thank you so much for listening to Paisa Vaisa.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.